Now, in a normal show, at this point, we'd come to question of the week. But seeing as it's Sensors Month, we're instead picking out a super sensor from the animal kingdom to tell you about. So which animal has the best hearing? It's not the large-eared elephant or the echolocating bat. Here's James Windmill from the University of Strathclyde to present the case for the humble moth.
Everyone has seen moths fluttering around a streetlight. But did you know that the commonplace moth has one of the most sophisticated ears in the world?
And moths need to have good hearing, thanks to their predators, bats, who find them, of course, by using their high-pitched squeaks. So if a moth can hear those squeaks, it knows when it's about to get got.
To do this, they have what appears to be the simplest possible ear, an eardrum with only a couple of sensory cells connected to it. As a mechanical sensor system, this would just tune to a set frequency range. Unfortunately then for the moth, some bats change the frequency of their sonar call as they approach their insect prey, in order to get a better signal. However, some moths' ears can change their frequency tuning when they hear ultrasound, preempting the bat's frequency change, a feat no other insect ear can do.
This moth then can effectively tune in to detect the bat's incoming squeaks, but some other moths have even more impressive hearing.
Other moth species have evolved incredibly wideband frequency ears, enjoying the highest frequency hearing of any animal on the planet.
To put that into context, us humans can hear up to about 20,000 hertz.
No.
Mice can hear up to 70,000 hertz. But the greater wax moth can hear up to 300,000 hertz. And this was only discovered recently by James and co. because previous researchers had given up before they found the upper limit. And that's not all.
Very recently, it was discovered that one species of moth that makes their own ultrasonic chirps has ears that can separately tell the direction that ultrasound is coming from. All other animals use both ears together to get directional information, making that one moth species the only animal known in the world where a single ear gives it sound direction.
So there you have it. If only moths could use their super hearing to not fly into light bulbs. Thanks very much to James Windmill for presenting this week's case for our super sensor. If you have an idea for a candidate for one of the other big senses, drop a line to chris@thenakedscientist.com. Next week, Sense Month continues as we've got sight in our sights. Do join us then. The Naked Scientist comes to you from Cambridge University. It's supported by the STFC, EPSRC and Rolls-Royce. Thank you very much for listening, and until next time, goodbye.